The Enbridge Corporation is constructing the new pipelines along an existing pipeline corridor. The company says last week a contractor was installing a new pipe in rural Rusk County when the existing pipeline was hit. About 3,000 barrels of oil spilled. The DNR says the contamination is being cleaned up. But it's the second Enbridge spill in 2 months. The River Alliance of Wisconsin is suing the DNR over its permit review of the new pipelines. Alliance policy manager Lori Grant says the mishaps make her group's point.
It makes it even more clear to us that there hasn't been a careful review of exactly how to do the construction prior to them letting the bulldozers roll.
But last week, a Dane County judge said no to halting the pipeline construction. Legal briefs will soon be filed on the case, and a court hearing may be held in another couple of months. Enbridge spokeswoman Diane Hampshire says steps are being taken to prevent a third spill.
Absolutely, we have put every resource on the investigation of this incident and working with the people that were on site and looking at all the things that could have been done to prevent that so that this doesn't happen again as we continue construction.
Hampshire says the court case is about permits and has nothing to do with the spills. But the Madison judge may soon have to rule on whether the state properly looked at a pipeline company that's now spilled 176,000 gallons of oil since about the first of the year. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.